the head men's soccer coach at Hendricks College, and you're listening to the SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Hendricks head men's soccer coach, Doug Mallow. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Russell. A pleasure. Look forward to speaking with you. Coach, talk about a team.
Coach, head into your fourth season in Conway at the helm of the Warriors soccer program. Just take me through your mindset as we go through another preseason.
Well, high expectations coming in. We have a senior laden team since I took over. This is my first four-year class of seniors. I've been here 4 years, so very high expectations. The fellas know our system, know what we expect of them, know about the league, we're ready to go. So each year has been a learning process for us, an improvement, trying to get the program back on its feet, so to speak. I think when I took over, we were at a real low point, last in the league, and can't go much lower than that, and have made steady progress. And we're itching to go. We're ready for the season to start.
Coach, you mentioned that progress last season, 8-8-1 on the year, 4-6-1 in SCAC play, but really closed out the year strong, 4-1-1 over your last six games. What did the team learn over the course of last season?
Well, I think we have to be competitive, match in and match out. I think if there was anything I was disappointed in last year, is that we showed some real strength and of character and played really tough in a lot of matches. And there was an occasional match where we just came out flat, kind of played it like a friendly, and that's not acceptable. So that's something we learned from last year, I guess, is that especially in this tough conference, game in and game out, you have to come with your A game and be ready to battle. And we're hopeful that we learned the lesson last year, because we didn't do that as consistently as we'd like to. And something that we want to rectify, because we do have a good squad and we do have a team that can challenge and battle and be in every match.
Coach, as I mentioned, heading into your fourth year, you've had some time to sort of bring in and recruit your own players. You return an experienced team, and as I look at your roster, you return your top five scorers from a year ago. I know as a coach, that's something to look forward to.
Sure. We're excited about Connor Silvestri's season as of last year. I believe he's one of the leading scorers in the league, if not the leading scorer in the league. Made the all-region team, and actually sat out a couple matches last year with some injuries. So he's healthy, ready to go. Duncan Keegan has been an all-conference performer all three of his years here, and he scored a goal in our match yesterday in an exhibition match against Lyon. And those two together will combine up front to, we hope, score a lot of goals for us and be dynamic strikers throughout the season. Colin Thompson is a senior who has started some matches and come off the bench for us, but played this summer on a strong U23 team and led them in scoring. So they were comprised of guys from UCA and players from around the state here in Arkansas, and so we're looking for him to contribute as well with some good goals. Other than that, I mean, we've got a good supporting cast in our midfield. Kevin Gregory, Trezar Mukiza, both center mids, and I think that's what helped us improve over the latter course of the season last year. We took Kevin from our central defender spot, moved him into the midfield, and that really helped Trezar spray the ball around, do some things offensively, and then Kevin was kind of the cleanup guy and the marking back in the back that came forward, has a hard shot, is good in the air, and by making those changes just in personnel, that helped us with that 4-1-1 finish on the season. So we're going to start off with those guys in those positions and kind of move on from there. We have with Ian, who you just spoke with, an all-conference performer in the middle, along with Ryan Menchaca, who we moved from the outside into the middle with Ian. He's a senior as well out of San Antonio. He's those two in the middle are going to be a tenacious duo. Grant Womack and either Dylan Reed or Colin Sittler on the outside will give us a good, strong back line. Adam Lake is somebody who has played this summer, for instance, in the PDL at St. Louis, and is ready to go. He was injured near the end of the last season with a broken nose, and then in spring ball he broke his hand. So all of a sudden, you know, he's got those injuries behind him, and he's a strong, strong goalkeeper for us. We do have an all-state goalie from St. Louis, Joe Esrock, as a freshman that's, you know, already doing great things for us, and so we're confident in his ability to step in. And you know, we're a team that's deeper than we've been in the past, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, Coach, you talk about that depth, and you mentioned that senior class, a big senior class, seven guys. Talk about the importance of their leadership heading into this year, not only to blend this young talent that you've brought in, but really to help, you know, take this next step forward, as you've talked about, and continue to grow this program.
Well, we look to them to be leaders and to help the younger players in the transition from the high school game into the college game. I mentioned that some of the seniors, a couple others would be Taylor Davenport, has been with us obviously 4 years and plays outside midfield for us. DJ Kern is a story in and of itself, a good defender on the outside or in the middle. Blew his knee out, wasn't able to play last year. Rehab, really worked hard, and you know, he's back on the squad and doing a good job. But you know, he was one that had to suffer through some adversity and really had to work hard to get back on the squad because of a big injury like that. And then I mentioned Colin Sittler, Colin Thompson, Ian Evans, Duncan Keegan, and Adam Lake. Those are and Ryan Menchaca. Those are our seven, and. You know, all good players, all going to contribute, and you know, we're going to only go as far as those guys help us go, because that's the crux of our team right there.
Coach, there's no doubt that this team is going to have offensive firepower, and 34 goals last season, third best in the SCAC. Defensive side of the ball, you guys did allow some goals. You gave up 32 last year. What do you need to do differently this year to sort of shore up the defense a little bit heading into 2011?
Yeah, we gave up some late goals, some goals that were against the run of play. So I just think that we need to be a little bit more focused. I thought maybe a couple goals were let up on set pieces that could have been averted by just a little bit more aggressive play. So we've addressed that with how we're marking and what have you. Adam again was down with injuries throughout the season last year, and our backup Robbie White was a good one. But I think switching goalies here, there, and different matches, not knowing who was going to be in there, added to that little bit of problems in the back at times. And now that Adam's healthy and ready to go, we know he's going to be there. We know he's going to be strong in goal. He's a big save keeper. That's going to be helpful too. So, I think just by having more of a mature team and having a healthy goalie in goal, that's going to be a big thing for us.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Hendricks head men's soccer coach Doug Mellon. Coach, heading into this 2011 SCAC season, there's some changes, obviously, with the end-of-the-year SCAC tournament to determine the NCAA automatic qualifying bid for the league. Just talk about the excitement that you think the tournament will bring and the possibility of getting your team to Birmingham and having the chance to play for it.
Yeah, no, that's, I came aboard in the league 4 years ago and was kind of wondering why we hadn't done that earlier or why it wasn't already in place. But, fair enough, it is there now, and we're excited about it. If we go off of our records from the last 2 years, we would have qualified as one of the six teams. So we know we're in the mix. But everybody's fighting for those spots, and it's gonna obviously make those regular season games even more competitive. But it also gives the conference a chance to maybe get a second team in the playoffs, NCAA playoffs, and that's the way it should be. I came from the Iowa Conference, and you know, I believe that was a strong conference, but our conference is stronger. And yet, we at Luther, where I coached, and maybe Wartburg or Loras, you know, we'd always get a second team in there, and it was primarily due to that playoff system. And, you know, now we'd like to see, you know, another team in there besides Trinity. So we're going to be fighting tooth and nail to knock them off the perch. But, you know, there's very competitive teams with Center and Rhodes and Birmingham Southern and what have you, that Colorado College, that are out there. And, you know, it just gives us a bit more visibility in that whole league to showcase the talents that we have as a conference.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your group as preseason has played its way out this far?
I've been happy with our grouping of first-year players. We've got four All-State players, Greg Gandy, Alex Cummings, Joe Esrock, and Jake Dilkey, who are, you know, talented young players. I think as Ian mentioned, Greg and Alex are ready to step in possibly to a starting spot right away as freshmen. We'll take a couple of the other players along a little bit more slowly. But, you know, I've been happy with how they've transitioned into the team. I've been happy with our chemistry. We've always had good chemistry with the team. But as also Ian mentioned, this year just seems to be flowing very well. Guys know what to expect. There's a good camaraderie and a lot of leadership on the team. So, you know, those have been pleasant surprises and something we're hoping to build on to have a good season and see us through the playoffs. And, you know, we want to focus on making the playoffs there, being one of those six teams, and then we want to, you know, follow through and win the thing and get into the NCAA playoffs.
Toughest thing that you've had to face as a head coach in the SCAC, Coach?
You know, I think the travel, you know, I like the way that we do things with the Friday night, Sunday afternoon game, but it's still when you're on the road and traveling on that Thursday for 8 hours to matches or 10 hours and, you know, getting in and then playing a tough team because the conference is competitive through top to bottom. And then, you know, playing again on Sunday and a long trip back. Some of those road trips can be very brutal. So I think that's, you know, that's something that you just have to contend with and you work through. But, again, that's you know, something we're now used to and ready to go. And I certainly don't think it's going to be a negative that we're now matched up with, Colorado College as our travel partner. For the first time, since I've been here in the 4 years, we'll now have teams coming in after either playing Colorado first and then us, or vice versa. But that's a bit of a travel, problem for people getting in and out with airports and stuff. So we might have a small advantage there with how it's working out for us this year, and we'll certainly take any advantage that comes our way.
Coach, as you've mentioned throughout the interview, and of course nobody would argue that the SCAC is an extremely competitive league, really from top to bottom. What makes this league so competitive, in your opinion?
You know, the schools that are in it take their sports seriously. They're great academic institutions, but we have the advantage, many of us, of being in fairly warm weather, so the players can get out on their own and train over the winter months and not be forced indoors with 3 feet of snow or something. And you know, the spring season is just enough to kind of whet your appetite again and work on some things that you need to do, and that's helpful. And there are some conferences out there that don't do much of a spring season, so that's helpful to us as well. And you know, the competitiveness of getting out there and playing against the teams in the conference make you stronger when you play, you know, other teams that are out of conference. And you know, there's no rest for the wicked, so you're always, you know, having to put out a good team and be ready to play. And with some conferences where you have, you know, maybe 10 teams in the conference and two or three or four at the most are the top teams or have winning records, and the rest are you know, fairly average programs, or you can somewhat count on a victory if you come and play hard and do like you're supposed to. Here there's a lot of upsets and there's a lot of things that play into it, as I mentioned, with the big travel and that type of stuff. So you know, you just always have to be ready, and it does put you in a situation that should you get into playoffs and play other teams and play strong non-conference opponents, you're ready for them.
Finally, Coach, the 2011 Hendrix men's soccer team will be successful if what happens?
If we get a bit of wind under our sails by we play a tough non-conference schedule, starting off next week with going down to Letourneau and East Texas Baptist, and then we're also taking a trip end of September where we're playing Claremont, who made the NCAA playoffs as the Southern California winners, along with Pomona Pitzer. That'll be a challenge for us to play those teams and have good results. So if we get a bit of wind under our sails by playing well in the non-conference portion of the schedule and then gain momentum through some good hard-fought victories, we'll be ready for the conference. And again, I mentioned that part of maybe with Colorado College teamed with us as our travel partner. We get some teams coming in here that have had a little bit of travel under their belt by playing them, and then we're ready to play them at the home front. We should do well.
Hendrix head men's soccer coach Doug Mello. Again, the Warriors open up their 2011 campaign September 2nd against Letourneau. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Russell, thanks, and look forward to a good season. You